Good morning, it's January 17th. You are the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. You live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who is contrite and lowly in spirit. You revive the spirit of the lowly in the hearts of the contrite. Isaiah 57:15. Like the multitudes who went before Jesus, we also shout, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Matthew 21:9. We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity and acted wickedly. Psalm 106:6. As an obedient child, may I not conform myself to the former lusts I had when I lived in ignorance. But as you who called me are holy, so may I be holy in all my conduct, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. 1 Peter 1:14-16. You are the Lord my God. May I consecrate myself and be holy, because you are holy. You are the Lord who brought your people up out of Egypt to be their God. Therefore may I be holy because you are holy. Leviticus 11:44-45 and 19:2. O Lord, I pray, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Nehemiah 1:11. Lord Jesus, we are encouraged by these words you prayed for all who would believe in you. I ask that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me, and I am in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory that you gave me I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. John 17:21-23. Father, I rejoice that your Son Jesus has fulfilled your promises. A shoot will come forth from the stump of Jesse. From his root, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with fairness for the meek of the earth. And he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. Isaiah 11:1-5. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:23. I cried out, and you heard me, and saved me out of all my troubles. Your angels encamp around those who fear you, and deliver them. Psalm 34:6-7. I waited patiently for you, Lord, and you turned to me and heard my cry. You lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. You set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. You put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to you, my God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in you. Psalm 40:1-3. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Psalm 19:14. Walk with the King today and be a blessing.